Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis today. Just so you guys know, you guys could hear us on our website. You could also download the app, Novax Radio, on all tablets and phones. And you can also find us on our social media platforms. Today, we have a return guest.
Woo! All right, everybody. Is this my best side? All right. Yeah. All right.
You welcome. Gotta know who that is.
Hi, America, or Boston, or whoever's listening. Woo!
You got the world listening.
I love it, really? Well, this is a global topic we're talking about today.
37 different countries.
That is excellent. Yeah. Wow. Well, all right. Well, you know what? I'm reaching out to all the people in all the different countries. 200 and how many countries do we have? 200 and some, over 200, what?
I think it's 180 something.
180 something, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, all right. I'll let you talk, sorry.
But who nonetheless is Laura Hartung of Laura Hartung RD. Laura, how are you doing today?
You know what?
You look
great.
Excited as always.
I'm excited. I got a good night's sleep. I had a delicious breakfast with eggs and spinach, and I had some little cuties, you know, the little tangerines. I had a little cup of coffee.
Sounds good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go. I didn't have sardines this morning, but I had them yesterday. But I also want to introduce Lauren. Lauren, why don't you tell the world who you are and your first and last name and what you're doing today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lauren Gersha, and I'm a Simmons Dietetics student, and I'm working towards becoming a registered dietitian. I'm very excited to be here today.
That's right. Awesome. I'm excited to have her and be here, too.
You always are excited. I love it. I love the energy you bring to the show. Yeah. So, Laura, you were talking about sleep. You were talking about tangerines. Mm-hmm. Our topic today is sleep and nutrition.
Yes. And, you know, speaking about the different countries that we're reaching, the lack of sleep, actually, there is a sleep epidemic globally. People are not getting enough sleep globally. We're getting less and less sleep than we were 20, 30 years ago. And it's funny because people used to brag about, oh, I ate this and this and this and this. People don't brag about what they eat anymore. They brag about how little they sleep. And, you know, oh, I only had 4 hours of sleep. Or, you know what? If I only had 4 hours of sleep, I would be, like, so grouchy. I wouldn't be smiling right now. What about you, Lauren? Mm-hmm. Tell me.
I would be dragging.
Yeah?
I would need a nap.
Yeah? So what about you, Alex?
I think I need a nap. So I got the 4 hours of sleep. How do you help people get more sleep? What do you recommend to them?
Well, we know that...
How do we get people in bed?
Well, hey now. you know, nutrition was not always a key component of a healthier sleep. Now, more and more research is being done on how your nutrition and what you eat during the day is going to affect your quality of sleep, the amount of sleep, and the frequency you sleep. And a new study just came out in January of 2016 that showed that people who eat higher fat diets, higher sugar diets, and less fiber actually don't get as restorative sleep. Their cortisol levels are higher. And you know what? They eat more calories. So what you eat does have an effect on your sleep. We used to know that, you know, stress affects your sleep, medication, certain illnesses. Oh, what about alcohol? What about alcohol? Do you think alcohol, drinking, couple glasses, maybe half pint, can help you have a quality sleep? What do you think about that, Lauren?
It actually affects your sleep in a negative way. If you drink before you go to sleep, it'll spike your blood sugar in the middle of the night. So that's why sometimes after a night out, you'll wake up at 3 in the morning and not know why. And then your blood sugar will crash, and then you wake up very hungry. So it's actually not good to drink before you go to sleep.
That's right. And you might think that, hey, it helps relax you. But how can you have a really good night's sleep when there's a party going on in your head, people, right? I mean, you know, and it's funny because alcohol does affect your the rapid eye movement sleep. It affects your ability to actually get a high quality sleep, even if you slept 8 to 10 hours after a night of partying. And you're like, why do I still feel like crap? It's because the alcohol. So you know what? A little is okay. Let's talk about caffeine. You know, I love me some caffeine. All right, woohoo! And you know what? But my energy is not due to my caffeine. What is that big 12-ounce mug? Hey, baby, look at this. You are amazing. No, this is not. Actually, this was a gift. But the problem is, a little caffeine is okay. A little. But some people's sleep is actually affected by too much caffeine. Some people can't even drink caffeine or have caffeinated foods after 2 o'clock, or it affects their sleep. It's because there's a chemical. Caffeine affects a chemical. What is that chemical called?
Adenosine.
Yes, adenosine is actually a brain chemical that helps. It actually helps calm the whole brain down, and caffeine can actually disrupt that
adenosine
in your body. So you know what? If you are having a hard time going to sleep, then cut the coffee, cut the caffeine, cut back on sodas, medications, cut back on hot cocoa, chocolate, coffee. You know what? A little coffee's good, but too much can really not, you know, you might need to drink some wine, then drink coffee in the morning. You start the cycle up. I'm kidding. All right. Okay. Now.
So, but going back to caffeine, yeah. Weren't there new studies found that it's actually hydrating for you? It hydrates your body and it's good for you.
Well, actually, you know what? You bring up a good point. It did show that it can help decrease certain cancers, and it also can be, because there's a lot of, it's not hydrating, caffeine, your body will adapt, actually your body, your kidneys do adapt to the caffeine in the coffee, so you can count caffeine as some of your fluid intake, or coffee as some of your fluid intake, but the studies on caffeine show, and coffee show that, you know, a little is okay, you know, 4 cups a day can be protective against heart disease, it can be good for your, for a certain What study was that? It just came out on a certain cancer that it can help decrease. I'm not sure what that was.
Exactly. I know it helps with heart disease, and it increases your when you're doing long distance running.
Your endurance?
Your endurance, yes. It's good for your endurance.
Well, yeah, because it can help decrease also the sense of pain, the perceived pain.
Oh,
But anyway, you know, a little coffee's okay. But if you're drinking coffee to the point of, you know, this could be 4 cups right here. You know, what is a standard cup? 8 ounces.
That's
a huge amount. So it's all in, you know, the amount that you take in. But yeah, a little coffee's good. If you look at cultures that have a lot of, drink coffee, you know, the coffee bean has a lot of phytochemicals, plant chemicals, but we shouldn't be looking towards getting our phytochemicals through coffee, because most of the time people put lots of sugar and a lot of cream, and people are getting so much sugar. Most Americans are averaging, 22 teaspoons of added sugar a day. Yeah, 22 of these people, 22,
Yikes.
You know, and some children, 100 grams. 22 is 88 grams, 25 is 100 grams. So caffeine, we know a little's okay. If you're sensitive, cut it out by 2. Little alcohol, I actually went to a sleep specialist, and he said, you know what, caffeine stays in your system like 12 hours. Coffee is worse for you than having a nightcap with a little alcohol. But drink it about 3 hours before. But, you know, who drinks 3 hours before they go to bed? I mean, you know, that's the thing.
Right.
That's the bottom line. So a little alcohol's okay, 3 hours. Caffeine, if you're sensitive, you know, stop by 2. But everyone, it's also client dependent. Everyone is affected differently. But let's talk about food, right? Let's talk about food. We talked about caffeine and alcohol.
So what kind of food is good for you before you go to bed? Because I know a lot of people love to snack before bed.
Okay, well, you want something that actually that releases serotonin. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that actually helps calm you down, okay? And serotonin, you can find it in foods that have some carbs, your carbohydrate-rich foods, but you don't have to have the high sugar, highly processed foods. Maybe like a banana and some cottage cheese, or maybe a piece of a string cheese and some whole grain crackers, a little bit of peanut butter, and you know, and a whole wheat piece of bread. Because you have enough carbs and enough good fat, it actually helps increase serotonin levels, which can help calm you.
Sure. How about serotonin pills versus pills with serotonin?
Oh, yes. Okay, you know what? You brought up a good point. You know what? I think that people want a quick fix, a magic bullet. They want something like pill pushers. No. Mm-hmm. The serotonin pills, like things that also release melatonin, you know, that's one thing that's supposed to help us sleep. But you know what? You're better off trying to eat the foods that help release serotonin because pills, you know, you don't even know if they have the right amount and they're not FDA approved. So, no, I don't recommend any pill pushing. Okay. No pill pushing.
Not even melatonin.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Pardon?
Not even melatonin.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Melatonin, if you eat the right types of foods and if you stay away from blue light, you know, the light, people are on their cell phones before they go to bed. That can actually decrease your body's ability to produce melatonin. So, you know what? Sometimes people take the melatonin pills, it works. Sometimes it's a placebo. There are some negative effects of that, but you know what? Everybody's, you know, independent. I would ask your doctor. But let's get back to the foods, because sleep has a huge effect on how you feel throughout the day. And we also know that the less sleep you get, the more at risk you are for developing diabetes, mm-hmm. heart disease, high blood pressure. Right. And the foods that help you release serotonin, that's a key hormone that helps you relax. Vitamin B6, vitamin B12, folic acid. So that means your foods that are high in the green leafies, your veggies, your fruits that have a lot of folic acid, that helps release, that produce serotonin. Also B12, and B12 is in, woohoo, B12 is in sardines. I love Wild Planet sardines. Hello. If you haven't tried sardines, and if you know me, I am the sardine queen. Everyone laughs. You can laugh, but it's look true. Listen, you can laugh, but I eat sardines sometimes for breakfast. People laugh at me until they find out how long I've been on this planet. And we won't get into that, but I'll tell you what, I'm a product of my internal environment and my external environment. So you know what? Age is just a number. You can really slow down the aging process with enough sleep and getting the right nutrition. So I just want to say that also protein-rich foods are good for, if they're low fat, they're good to help you sleep because they help release tryptophan, which is a hormone that actually helps us relax. So your protein-rich foods like eggs and sardines and low fat, you want low fat protein foods. You can have a little, even a little sardine snack before you go to bed.
I love the food you're naming because I'm in that category.
Well, you are.
I eat sardines, eggs.
There you go.
You taught me how to eat red cabbage as well.
Oh, I know. That's so good, Alex. Yeah, but Alex, why didn't you only get 4 hours of sleep last night? Tell us that.
On the air.
You were out there?
No, well, if you're gonna put Jeffrey on the spot, our magnificent host.
Oh, he's in Florida.
Yeah, well, when he's in Florida, somebody has to work.
Oh, yes, you are. You batten down the hatches and you're covering a lot of hats. So you're staying up late. Okay, all right. Well, hey, but you're looking good. You must be eating.
Thank you.
Did you eat enough vegetables this morning?
I did not eat vegetables. I had egg whites.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
Actually, I did have vegetables with spinach and mushrooms.
Oh, good. Well, all right. Well, good for you.
Cottage cheese.
Oh, my gosh. Good. And what about you, Lauren? What did you have for breakfast?
I had a piece of whole wheat toast with peanut butter and a half of banana. So, pretty good.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So, but let's just get back to the wrap-up. How much time do we have?
Oh, we have as many time.
Oh, we do?
As much time as you want.
So, remember, you know what? What we eat during the day does have an effect of how we sleep at night. Even eating like high fat French fries, chicken wings. A lot of times people want to eat that, you know, after a night of partying. That's the worst thing you can do. High fat foods actually slow down digestion. So that's going to interfere with sleep. And our cortisol level is the highest in the morning and it's lowest at night. But if you skip meals, skipping meals can actually increase your cortisol level. And that's not good. And that's worse than eating, you know, a piece of pizza for breakfast. So you know what? Mm-hmm. The best thing is to get something, but try to have nutrient-dense foods that have protein, you know, like eggs, egg whites. You know what? But you can have a whole egg. Just so you know, people, the egg yolk has the choline. It has a lot of the complete amino acids, vitamin A. People,
most of the protein, too.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? Get your eggs farm fresh. You know, I get mine from a little farm down the road in Sherbourne. But needless to say, you need protein, carbs, and fat at every meal. Mixed meals help regulate blood sugar, too. Because if your insulin's high, whoa, that is not good if you have high insulin and your blood sugar is going up and down and up and down, because when you have high insulin, that can also promote what?
High spikes in blood sugar.
Yeah, and also fat storage.
Oh, yes.
Test question answer correctly.
That's right. So focus on whole grains. Quinoa. Quinoa is a pseudo grain.
I love
it's the
quinoa.
Ancient grain of the gods. It's actually a seed. It's a pseudo grain, but it is it's a wonderful, it's truly a superfood. This has protein, it has potassium, it has magnesium. And also research has shown that people who eat a more varied diet, the more variety in their diet, they sleep longer. They have a longer sleep. And that is shown because, you know what, they're getting more magnesium, which is, that is a component of producing serotonin. Magnesium is actually necessary in over 300 metabolic conditions in our body. People get more vitamin C. Vitamin C helps reduce cortisol levels. So you know what, eat your red pepper, eat your veggies, eat your fruit. And any diet that says you can't eat fruit because it has too much sugar, you know what? That's crazy. We need to get our fruit. We need to get our carbs and our sugar from our fruits.
Yeah.
So there you have it. And also people who ate more calories, slept less, And I think that, you know, that shows us that we do have to clean up our eating. What do you think? What do you think?
I think we're not done yet. You have one more food there.
I'm looking right at it. Almonds. Oh, and let's talk about nuts, because I'll tell you what. Healthy fats are very important in our unsaturated fats actually boosts your heart health and also improves serotonin levels. So almonds,
olive oil,
yeah, avocados, getting your good unsaturated monounsaturated fats, mm-hmm. but almonds and your nuts and seeds, and also avocado also has magnesium. They have potassium. So those are all important in helping our whole system just, you know, work better. And I like that you said that olive oil is also a good fat, right? Mm-hmm. Tell us about a little bit of olive oil.
There's omega-3 fatty acids in olive oil, and it almost acts as if it's WD-40 in your arteries, and it cleans them out when you have high cholesterol levels.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, that's right. Let's get it.
Ladies, this has been an educational class. I didn't even have to. I swear, this is the best health class I've ever taken in my life.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
Yeah, it really is.
Well,
I learn a lot from you. I even watch your videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to get more. I don't have them all public yet, but I'm working on it. But you know what? My goal in
this world. Well, you got one more from us.
Well, yes. And my goal in this world is to educate and entertain, because when you're educated and people are listening and laughing, they're learning. So if I can just get people to eat more veggies, to get just a little better eating patterns to help them sleep, then I've done my job. So thanks.
How do people get in contact with you?
All right. Well, you can go on my website, laurahartungrd.com. And just so you know, I'm out in the Metro West. I go down to the Cape. I'm in Boston, and I do nutrition presentations. I'm going out today to Huntington Avenue to a financial company, and I'm doing a talk on, it's not just what you eat, it's the amount. So, you know, if you need someone to come in to motivate, entertain, educate,
I saw that video.
Please call me. And you know what? I will not let you down. So,
well, folks, with us, that's Laura Hartung from Laura Hartung ID, and her intern, Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very tongue twister kind of with you two today.
Yeah. L&L.
L&L. I like it.
That's all right.
Well, folks, just from a personal side, Laura is great. She knows what she's doing. I would get in contact with her. If you want to change your sleeping habits to what they're supposed to be, 8 hours a day, 7 to 8 hours a day. And if you want to change your dietary habits, because you need to eat healthy. If you're in a healthy movement, that's where we're going. So, we'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.